Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Ed Koff back on the show. Ed is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the co-founder of BMC Associates. He and his partner, our good friend David Gage, work really hard all the time helping especially family businesses, partnerships, put their best foot forward, get along with each other, solve problems, deal with conflicts. And he's here to talk to us about some of that right now. Ed Koff, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always, Ed. One of the things that you want to talk about today, now we've talked about negotiating a lot on this show. I love talking about negotiating. But you put a little bit of a different spin on this. You call it being mindful in negotiating and in management, in your management style. When you say mindful, what do you mean by that?
Well, it's a hard thing sometimes to pin down, but the best definition of it, I think, is that it's a special kind of attention, a special kind of focus, where you're really in the here and now. I mean, we work a lot with our clients on negotiating with their partners, negotiating with their employees, negotiating with their suppliers, customers, and we want to help them do that better. And we've come up with all kinds of rules and principles that help them, but if they're tense and if their mind is someplace else and if they're worried, they really can't make very good use of those principles.
Mm-hmm.
And mindfulness is aimed at helping them stop worrying and resenting the past, stop being concerned about what things are going to look like in the future, and really know what's going on in the here and now as they're trying to work their way through to good agreements.
Boy, that's hard to do. That's hard to do because what you did to me last year and 5 years ago, Ed, that's like an itch that just feels so good to scratch.
Absolutely.
I mean, I can't, you know, I'm still mad about that, Ed. You did something to me 5 years ago. I'll never forget that.
Yeah, I'll give you an example of that, Jim. In an actual mediation we were doing with two partners, and the question was who was going to have 50, who was going to have 51,
51,
who was going to
49,
have 49,
huh?
And yeah. Ownership, all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it was a very difficult, hot and heavy discussion. They'd been stalled on that for a long time.
And that's a justifiable discussion.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And in the middle of the conversation, one of the two said to the other, the one who was trying to keep 51%, said to the other, okay, I can live with it being equal. And the other partner, the other prospective partner said, well, that's the way you always are. You'll never be reasonable. He hadn't heard what this man
wow.
had said whatsoever. He was so deeply in the argument that had been going on for months, he couldn't even literally hear what was happening in the here and now. And we had to stop him, take him out of the room, say, did you hear what your partner just said?
Yeah.
And eventually that got back on the right track. But
mm-hmm.
so often, business people miss opportunities because they're not open to what really is being said,
right.
What's really being done. And mindfulness is meant to pull us back to that.
So mindfulness is mindfulness getting into a state of mind that allows you to give yourself some peace, find solutions, one of my mentors once said something that this reminds me of. I was in the middle of something one time and he could tell that I was probably, you know, just digging a deeper hole. And he said to me, Jim, here's what you need to remember. Sometimes you have a fighting chance, and sometimes you just have a chance to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of us go into certain circumstances, and all we want to do is fight. Because that's what, when we're so mad, we're so angry, we're so jealous, we're so covetous, we're so whatever, that we think that the way to solve this is to fight.
Right. And being able to control your thoughts, yourself, your body, because a lot of that fight is, you know, that's built into the adrenaline and the tone of your muscles. Being able to control all of that is really important. Peter Drucker, who I think most of us know as the founder of management theory, at one point said, before we can manage an organization, we need to know how to manage ourselves.
Well said. Hold on to that thought, Ed. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to get Ed to help us understand some more about being mindful, this idea of mindfulness and searching for solutions and progress in our life and in our business. 22, stay with us.
I can't imagine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.